Last summer, heavily armed SWAT police raided an Occupy and anarchist house on the West Coast. Several activists were served subpoenas to testify before a grand jury in Seattle, Washington. On the 13th of September, two refused to testify and one of them, Matt Duren, was sent to jail for refusing to snitch. The other was released with another subpoena for later. Other subpoenas are rumored to have been issued, but the grand jury has been unable to serve them. Since the original raid and the issuance of the subpoenas, there has been a storm of retaliatory attacks by anarchists on police facilities and courthouses from coast to coast. Now, with one activist in jail and another threat with jail, the retaliatory strikes have escalated. 17th of September, the following communique appeared on www.anarchistnews.org. Quote, on September 17th, under cover of night, we sabotaged a railway track north of New York City. Wearing standard work gloves, we took a piece of thick gauge copper wire and tied it from one track to another, disrupting a signal relay. This temporarily renders the track unusable. We did this in solidarity with our anarchist comrades in the Northwest, particularly Matt Duren. The courage all of you have shown continues to inspire us. Now is the time to attack. Anarchists against linear movement. That's the end of the communique. Hey, cops and grand juries, it's time you quit harassing anarchists. Other anarchists are not playing games when it comes to striking back. Railway sabotage is no joke, and neither are grand juries.